Rugby League and the Tigers, they've started nicely. They did lose in the last round, but they've been playing excellent footy. Robbie Farah is on the line. G'day, Robbie.
Good morning, Clark.
Good to chat, mate. Did you watch the cricket last night, firstly?
Yeah, I was actually at a meeting for one of my charities, and I had the Foxtel Go going on my phone.
Oh, did you?
I saw the end, which was... Very happy for the Kiwis.
It's what sport's all about, isn't it? Those sort of finishes, mate. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately for the South Africans, you saw the heartbreak at the end. But, the elation for the Kiwis. And as you said, mate, that's what makes sports so great.
Yeah, Robbie, the opening two rounds were terrific. I reckon the opening 20 minutes were still pretty good against the Rabbitohs. But then they sort of just got on top or you guys dropped off. How did you see it?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought we were kind of getting on top there and we just didn't take our chances. And we scored the try to get in front, but then let them off the hook. A couple of penalties and errors just before half time, and they took advantage of that, and that's what the good sides do. Even in the second half, mate, I thought that if we held the ball, that we were a chance to get back in the game. And we were just off our game with our execution. But in terms of effort and matching them in the forwards, I thought we did really well.
Yeah.
And we'll learn a lot from that game and take a lot out of it.
And, mate, new changes for this season. How does it all feel from a coaching and squad point of view?
It's been great. The new coaching staff's come in with some fresh ideas, and the boys have really jumped on board with what they're trying to do. And we've really been enjoying it and just learning to adapt to the new style of play. And
yes.
I think we've seen early in the year that at times we've shown that when we do know how good we can be, we have been a bit rusty. We still haven't put in an 80-minute performance yet in those three games. But when we finally nail it, I think it'll be very beneficial for us.
And Robbie, I guess that's what we admire about the really, really good teams. They can do it for longer periods than everybody else. You've got to do it for the shorter periods to work out you can do it. But like you just had, what it was a 10-minute period really where the Rabbitohs got on top.
Yeah, it was at probably the 5 or 6 minutes before half time, and then straight after half time. So that's something we'll continue to work on, and I think we probably showed our lack of experience on the day. We probably lacked that bit of composure, which South have built up over the last few years. They're a great side, but they didn't become a great side overnight. They've slowly been building, and they're at a point now where they've got that confidence and that experience and that that winning habit. So. For us, that's something that we're learning to build.
Mate, the first two rounds, you guys had conceded the least amount of points. Is that the strategy of JT, mate, to sort that defence out?
Well, it's obviously been a big focus for us. We sat down after last year and looked at the season overall. And the one, concerning thing that came out of last year was that whether we like to hide the fact or not, that we were the worst defensive side last year. Mm. So straight off the bat, we knew that that was a major area of improvement for us and a major focus in the off-season. So we have worked hard, and I think we have looked a lot more comfortable in defence so far this year, especially on our goal line. But it has been a good start, but again, it's only been three rounds, and that'll be something that we continue to work on.
We're chatting with Robbie Farah. Robbie, you'd be pretty happy with the news, I imagine, this morning that the National Rugby League is starting an investigation or a review of the interchange rule. And it looks, hopefully the interchange will come from 10 to 8, maybe 7 or 6. And for a player like yourself, that would be enormous because those big blokes won't be able to run quite as hard and as consistency at you.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll only be good for our game. Mm. I think the one thing that everyone's always loved about our game is, the gladiatorial side of it and, being able to go out there and play long minutes. And I think the best forwards in the game are able to do that. And as you said, it'll bring the small guys back into the game a lot more. So I'll be very happy with that sort of news.
And even on that, I reckon it'd bring back the bigger bloke who's got the ball skills because, tackles should be a little bit less effective and there'll be more chance for ball playing.
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot more second phase.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of the rest will go out of the game. Mm. So it'll speed the game up. And as I said, guys like Aaron Woods in the middle of the park that can play long minutes, keep carting the ball up and offload with a bit of footwork will really benefit from the new rules.
Mate, I know you'd be really hoping that James Tedesco can get through the season unscathed. He's started in great fashion. He's an absolute talent.
He is, you know, I don't hide my admiration for him. And, you know, I really do think he's one of the best young players in the game. And there's no doubt that we're a lot better side when he's in it. So if we can keep him on the park for the whole season, well, I've got no doubt we're going to have a good year. And credit to himself, we weren't expecting him to be back for round one after that knee injury last year. But he worked the house down to get back and hit top form so quickly. It's just a credit to how hard he worked, and you know, I've got no doubt now that he'll get through the year unscathed because of the work he's put in. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, really looking forward to watching him go this year and winning us some games from the back there.
And how's Aaron Woods' knee, mate?
He's pretty confident that he'll be right. He might miss a game. We're not too sure yet just because of the short turnaround, obviously, from the Sunday to Friday. But, if he does miss this week, we don't play till the Easter Monday, so he'll definitely be back for that.
And mate, Pat Richards, he's taken that early plea, so he'll be missing on the weekend. It's De Luise Horta, is it? Comes in.
Yeah, De Luise. So he's been part of our system through the under 20s and part of our full time squad. So that won't be too much of a change for us. He's very accustomed to the way we've been playing, and he'll slot straight in.
Fantastic. And tickets for this big game is through Ticketek as well. Robbie, thanks for your time, mate, and good luck with this big game. It's going to be a big challenge against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it'll be great, mate. We're also playing for the Save Our Sons Cup.
Oh, of course, one of our favourites.
It's a big occasion, and hopefully everyone can get behind that and raise a lot of money on the night.
Yep, that's going to be
Well done, Robbie.
Yep, West Tigers Friday night, the Bulldogs. Tickets through ticketek.com.au, and it's for the Save Our Sons Cup, which is a great charity battling Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Yeah. So good on you, Robbie. Thanks very much for that.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate.